July 8, 2023. It's a Walk for Pedro show.
Oh,
Walk for Pedro show. Happy Saturday. Started off with Training In. Well, it's a live excerpt from that tune, November 22, 1962, live, John Coltrane. And Last Giant, brand new, Hell on Burnside. And because of the software engineers from Estonia, in Estonia, with their Skype invention. RFK, once again, from Last Giant, welcome back aboard. Yes, 3 years almost.
That's right, man. Thanks for having me back on.
Absolute. Every time, anytime. What about this new album?
Well, we started working on songs for it all the way back in 21. And like most folks, I don't know, at least people I know in Portland and close friends, we all just kind of went through a bunch of stuff. And life just kind of went this way and that way. So we didn't end up actually starting to record until somewhere around August of 22. And then it just... Anyway, it was one of those things where we mixed it three times, we mastered it three times, we wrote, rewrote, and then it came together. And I didn't think it was going to, but it did.
What about this first tune, Hell on Burnside? That's a street, right?
It sure is, yeah. It's the main strip in Portland. It separates north, south, and east and west. So... And it's kind of a fascinating street because you kind of have every facet of, I guess you'd say, of income and almost like different, you know, cultures around just Burnside in Portland itself. It's just kind of like this cosmos of the world, I guess, in our world. And Burnside itself, on the other side of the water, heading west, it's gotten pretty rough over there. So, just walking along Burnside one day, the lyrics came to me about, you know, just kind of Burnside and what it means in this little microcosmos in the world we're living right now, at least through my eyes, I guess. But yeah, it's all about the hell that actually is Burnside. And,
when you say west, RFK, are you a city like Beaverton?
No. So this actually, it runs.
Or is it south all the way of that?
It's Gresham to, it pretty much cuts off at Cornell. So it cuts off at downtown.
Oh, okay. Because I remember, you know, in the old days, the only place to play was Satyricon. And that was called the heavy part.
It was, yeah. Like the 90s. I don't remember when Satyricon opened, but 80s. It must have been the 80s.
Yeah, D. Boom went through the deck, kept playing.
No kidding. Holy
shit, you are. Okay. Here, I want to play You Gave Me In Makeup. Maybe it's a different kind of topic. Here we go.
Yeah, absolutely.
For its object, the exposure of the underbelly of the Axis, especially Italy, to heavy attack.
from Pedro Show. That chunk of music started off with Last Giant doing In Makeup. Then Dead Bob. Dead Bob's a new project with coming from Rob Wright and No Means No. A little bit north. Now, I don't mean Vancouver, Washington, but Vancouver, Canada. Or maybe he's on the island of Victoria. Yeah. Mr. Wright, no relation maybe, but spelled the same. Song from Todd Apperson. Todd Apperson knew both me and Dee Boone. He's a couple years younger than us. He knew younger brother Joe Boone. And he made this 6-7 years. I think he's living in Tacoma these days. Albert Bouchard, drummer man of Blue Oyster Cult, and he's coming out with the third version of Imaginos. And this one's from the second one, though, in a tune called El Duce. Not that cat from Seattle that ended up bringing his mentors to Hollywood. But, I think it's the cat who was running Italy for a while. Simone Sims Longo with Sicione. Oh, yeah, a bunch of Italian stuff. Stefano Paglia with Code 13 Plus. This Heat Incorporated. Ah, this is for Telemarco, but he's living in London, but he's originally Italy. Little Knuckle Charlie. Above the Tree. Marco, he was on the show last month. Welcome to Me. No, Welcome. That's the way he spelled it, okay? I'm trying to fuck it. My mom's people came from Italy, so it's okay. And then finally, one last Italian band here. Yeah, Camelot from Electro Capra. Goat, huh? Electric goat. And Taiho. This is Lampredanto. This is an Italian musician who collaborated with Mark Stewart. Mark Stewart, people. Pop group singer we lost in April. He's only 62 years old. Still don't know what happened. He told his mom he felt bad and he just died. Middle of the night. Big Circles from Utility, which Brother RFK can enlighten us to. Last Giant, Lost and Losing. Yeah, what's the third step? Anyway, yeah, enlighten us. Because Utility, I should have had a couple fucking years ago, been playing it on the show already, but I didn't know of it. So this is a drummer bass project you got, right, with a fellow Portlander.
Yeah, exactly. It's me and this cat, Adam Draper, who's been around town for, yeah, I've known him since like 2002, and he's played in some really good bands. He was in a band called Swim Swam Swum and a band called Down Gown, but he fills a lot of space. So I do the bass thing where you split the octave and I go up one octave into a guitar amp and then do the, it sounds like four people, but it's just the two of us. And it's super fun. It's super fun. But it's one of those projects where we don't really rehearse. We just kind of show up and go for it, which is fun.
And the album that Big Circles is from, was that the only recording?
That is so far. Yeah, we released that in 2019. And Adam has a little baby girl, Ruth. And so his time's really, into that. But we still play shows in town and we're slowly working on a new record. But it's one of those projects where, it's all about fun. I mean, music is all about fun always for us, but sometimes some projects you put a little bit more, chutzpah into, I guess.
Yeah, it's a good one. Yeah. Okay, let's get back to Last Giant. The makeup, okay. In Makeup, this is your Kiss phase?
Yeah, that's me as a 8-year-old dressing up. Like the cover of the Gene Simmons solo record, man.
All right. So, and then Lost and Loose. I mean, these are personal, like they're like kind of a, like you get centered on something like this big street in Portland or this phase when you were younger. Mm-hmm. And then that becomes kind of the anchor for the tune.
Right.
Okay. That's happening. And what about Lost and Losing? I mean, everybody goes through trippy, bad things. And sometimes they say feel the feelings or you're just kicking the can down the road.
Yeah, I mean, that's the truth. I mean, again, we started you know, well, you know, I started writing songs in 21 and just, you know, like I was saying, like, life seemed to have been heavy for pretty much everybody, but I had some, like, my pop went into hospice and I lost a job I had for 15 years and kind of got lost and was living in between Idaho and Oregon and California and having to be all over the place. And I found myself in this space and outside in Palm Springs, and there was this little casita. It was all tile. And I actually recorded that tune in this little casita, and I was just, I kind of had space to myself to just kind of feel all the stuff that was happening. And it just kind of all came out right there. So that's pretty much that song. And it was recorded in that tile casita, which in that reverb is all the reverb from the room. And I did the vocal in that room. And we kind of recorded it just in between those three states. So I'd come home to take care of my pop. And at night, after he went to bed, I'd go out to the garage where I had my first band, punk rock bands, when I was like 11, 12 in Boise. And I was singing, you know, doing the vocals for the record out there. So a lot of it was, you know, just all kind of connected, and a lot of feeling of my own life, you know, through it. So,
yeah. But
it was, yeah.
Like diary entry.
It's exactly it, man. That's exactly it. It's like
you documented that thing, you know, and I think tunes can be great for that. Now, sometimes I remember looking through my 45s and, you know, 70s, and you know, there's this thing called topical, right? And yeah. Like, you can't remember the news item they're singing about, but then there's other ways things are timeless. Mm-hmm. You know, you're in the boat with fucking Ishmael, you know, dealing with Ahab, and you know, there's human condition things that aren't specific to little details, but you know, notice half that story is like a kind of encyclopedia, so everybody's got their own way, and what is the document, and what is something, a piece of art that you can share with other human beings,
right?
You know, that's the trip about it, huh? It fascinates me.
Exactly. And even though, you know, I don't like, lyrically, I never make something so specific that, I mean, I hope I don't make something so specific that people can't, like, adapt and make their own. But, I mean, it's like, it's all the feelings that you're putting down that hopefully connect with other people, or they can, like, find something in it in their own space is the hope.
Yeah.
But, and that's, like, connecting, you know, one another as humans. But
like fabric.
Yeah, but you know, that was the whole point of doing this, was just, like, this kind of mission to see it through, because I don't know, it didn't seem like it was actually gonna I didn't see a light at the end of the tunnel for a minute, and it was, you know, I was definitely in it, and but it worked out and it came out, and we're definitely happy about it. But it's what kind of one of those things, like, I don't know if you've ever done a art project where you finish it and then you look back maybe 6 months later or however much time later, and you're like, what was going on? Like, what the hell happened? You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's trippy. I tell you this though, we are at the end of the first hour, July 8th, 2023 edition. What Peter Show, RFK from Last Giant, special guest. Hold tight for hour two. Yeah. July 8th, 2023, second hour, Watt Pedro Show.
Oh,
Walk for Pedro show start off the second hour. Last Giant doing Feels Like Water. Off air, we're talking a little bit about Palm Springs. And, you know, it's located in this, the desert, in this valley where there's like 180 golf courses. Yeah, and they're not golfing on cactus people or Joshua Tree and Choyas. Jeb Bishop, Damon Smith have that with Parsnip. They taste trippy. Carnage Asada, brand new. Germs Reborn. Germs were great, man. I jammed with Steve Reed.
Nice.
Yeah, the other day, the drummer here did many of my gigs in the 80s and 90s, the sound man. He's singing with me on my first opera those tour again. Why not give the fucking sound man a microphone? Let him sing with you, right? Anyway, we got this duet thing we're going to do and do all the singing together. Bombas Prennan after that with Pine Trees in the Fen. Thinking of Oregon. The west side. Get on the other side of the mountains. Like Ben, huh? It's desert. It's not a north-south thing, people. Rain shot. Dan Jones and the Squids. A lot of squid in Missouri River. Right, Kansas City guy. Carp King. But he lived for a while in Eugene. Last Giant, finally. Animals. Whoa. Feels Like Water. When do the titles come, RK?
I mean, I can't tell you, honestly. I mean, just the titles. Like, sometimes we'll start with the title and kind of build from there. But, I mean, I guess Feels Like Water, though. The song was – I thought about kind of like the idea of aging and how it just kind of – you wake up one day and you feel a little bit older than, you know, maybe a couple of years, a few years later, you feel a little bit older and it's just kind of like a water kind of slowly seeping in, you know what I mean? And I guess that's what conjured the idea or the thought of it. And then Feels Like Water is like, kind of like slowly aging.
There's a spiel regarding, water, this Heraclitus guy, Cletus, Greek philosopher, he said you can't stand in a river twice, right? Because the water, things are never dynamic and changing. But when you say aging, that's a direction, right? So right. It's kind of like that.
Well, yeah, because you're as much as you're the same, you're always changing as well.
Right, now water's past.
Right.
Right, there's new water coming in. And then, yeah, you're right. You have changed. Like, you got wetter. I mean, to be real specific, but, especially compared before you put the fucking foot in. But it's a trippy way of looking at things. And see, that's another thing. We were talking about how songs can connect us, but they can fucking provoke some thought, right?
Oh, always.
Yeah. Hopefully. I guess that's a connect, too. Yeah. What about animals? There was a trippy Pink Floyd record. I went and saw that gig with my pool cleaner friend, Tony. This guy choked to death. Conked. It's called Apnea.
Oh, my God.
50 years Sleep old. Man? Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. He's a great cat. Probably my oldest friend from when I moved from Virginia to California. You meet people when you're younger, and like you were saying, you know, things change, and but some guys stay with you, and Tony was one. And then he was dropping me off at the airport for Stooges tour in leg. He says, why are you always taking a picture? And I said, you never know when the last one. Fuck.
Oh, man.
And it was. And like 2 days later, his brother wrote me. It was devastating. I still think of him all the time. It was 13 years ago.
But anyway,
Last Giant, Animals.
Yeah, Animals. I guess lyrically that's more of a, just kind of a flow of words, I suppose. As far as what does it really mean? I guess that's kind of one of those to the listener, I suppose.
Yeah, that's all right. I got to clear it up for you, RFK. When I ask you about the songs, it's just stuff that you might want to say about it. You don't really have to say what it's about because you wrote the song.
Yeah.
That was good enough. That's good enough. And some dudes will say to me, why do you think I wrote the song? I didn't have to explain it. So when I mention the song, it's just shit you want to comment on.
Okay. Appreciate it.
Yeah. No problem.
So Animals, really, like, it was about the groove. It was about the sound. I demoed that on my own at my place. And just, I had that one of those free moments. I think it was the only song on the record where the whole band wasn't kind of together, but I got to play drums and play, and that's not how it ended up, but just the demo myself and trying to just create a groove that really, like, dug in.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like, the chorus, I thought of a feel somewhere between.
Yeah, you know, that makes sense. Animals feel maybe more than they think.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember my pop when he was, you know, wanted the shit to get done. Don't think, boy, do. Now, he wasn't trying to be a fascist. He was just trying to get to the point.
Yep, I hear that.
Okay, like Soldiers. Let's play Soldiers. I didn't pick that song next, but yeah, I did. But I didn't realize I was going to say that thing before.
You fell in love with the road. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Walk for Pedro show. That chunk of music starred Soldiers from Last Giant. MC Yalla with Hera. Cella with Worship. That's Brother AJ in Netherlands. Another collab he's got. As Slow as a Stream. Ah, we were talking about streams. Or I said river. Yeah, how do you stick your foot in a river? Stream's better. You won't get bowled over. Part 2 of 3, Alex Cunningham. Last Giant, finally, with The Patient. Is this like the hospice? My pop ended up in the hospice, man. It was the last time I saw him. It's very, very intense. Tony from The Dills, right? He wrote Tony 19 on my bass. The Dills was a big band for me and T-Bone, Georgie. And I got to see him the day before. They're kind of neat in a way, instead of a hospital. Mm-hmm. It's usually somebody who's gone through it, and then they donate their pad, right? And then volunteers.
Right.
And it seemed very peaceful. The two I've been in.
Yeah, so for my pop, we've just been able to keep him at home, which is great.
Yeah.
It's all at home. And so I grew up in the same house I grew up in, an acre in the city, and we just, you know, he's got his place, and you know, yeah, it's been good. He hasn't had to go anywhere else, so
yeah,
lucky for that. Yeah.
And where was what studio did you do this album in?
So we started at the old Type Foundry in Portland,
yeah.
Which now they call it Echo Echo, but we started there. And the day we went in, they had one of those old Trident boards, a 74 Trident
sure.
board. And it blew up, so we had to patch everything through all these crazy, you know, preamps. But some of those Hampton preamps, which is a local Portland guy, he's fantastic preamp maker, just microphone maker, genius dude. And so we were able to use his and get it back going. And we captured the bass and drums, but we weren't able to really get any of the guitars because the sessions went over. So I ended up doing those at my studio. And then I recorded in California in a casita of an Airbnb.
That's right.
And I recorded in my dad's house, actually, in Boise. Did some stuff in the garage. And
where you used to practice when you're younger, more younger.
Yeah, so my punk rock band when I was a kid was called Trash Diet Society, and I played drums. My brother played guitar, and had a buddy that sang. His name's Seth Larson, and then a buddy named Carson Ions, and he played bass, who's now passed, but we had, yeah, Trash Diet Society. Yeah, we were stoked.
would you call this album self-produced?
Yeah, for me, for sure. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I like that. I like that. Why not? And just like Cats, like you said, you had a studio at home, probably couldn't do everything but drums, right?
Yeah, for the most part. And I could even have done drums, but we wanted to get that band, you know, band in the room. That's the thing, it's about a band, so.
Well, me, I'm in an apartment, so it's also about neighbors.
Yeah, totally.
We're at the end of the second hour, July 8, 2023, Dish Wap Pedro Show, special guest RFK, Last Giant, Hold Tight for Hour 3. July 8, 2023. Third hour, Watch for Pedro Show. Walk for Pedro show started off the third hour with Last Giant Blue. What am I saying? Last Saviors is at the end of this chunk, people. Blue. And then right after that was I Couldn't Hate Your Guts Enough from the Born Shit Stirrers. I think this is a Portland cat who moved, named Aaron, who moved to Fukuoka, Japan, and started up a band there with an England guy. So right. That's the connect. It's not out of anywhere. I didn't pull it out of my ass. Cheer Accident, Chicago. They were just on, Tim, last month. Drum Hum, Cube. After that, CIA Lean. That's trippy. Atavin, Inverness. Erica Don Lau. I think she's playing guitar in Bikini Kill these days. And with solo guitar, doing Symposis. And finally, Savior from Last Giant. Blue?
Blue. Yeah, Blue. My dog, Blue.
Ah, okay. Blue Train's a great John Coltrane album. I think his second solo one.
Oh, yeah.
The only one on Blue Note. And right. By the way, his son, second son, he's named after Ravi Shankar, but Ravi Coltrane, he's head of A&R there. And Nels Klein is a Blue Note artist. Yeah, that's a trip. Out from Lions, right? Yeah, anyway, your dog, I mean, there's no better inspiration than a dog.
Yeah, well, he was, Blue came from, I just want to tell you about my dog real quick, because he was an anomaly. He was born in Salmon, Idaho, but they raised dogs to be ranching dogs, not domestic dogs. So, but he got fired from a ranch because he wanted to hang out with people, didn't care about cattle. But then we finally got him back to Portland, and he was like the angel devil, man. He would be the sweetest dog, but then he'd also want to chew on you when you had your back turned. His personality was wild. He could be the most lovely dog, but he could also be, you know, an SOB, but we loved him so much. And I don't know, I thought it was great to write, just be able to write it. He passed, but it was great to write a song just about his personality and just how it could be on both sides of the map, but you could still have so much love for him. And I don't know. He was kind of inspiring to me because we kept him for 11 years, even though I'm pretty sure half the time he wanted to kill me.
Yeah. Yeah. So he was mixed up. He kind of didn't like what he was bred for. And then when he went to that other place, that was trippy for him, too.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it was just as scary for him as it was for us.
That's what I'm saying, the dangling duality.
Yep, 100%.
So, Saviors?
Saviors. That's about all the heat we're feeling right now and how everything's going.
Yeah. Salvador. Yep. Oh, Salvador, the Savior. They call lifeguards that in Spanish.
Really?
Yeah, because they save people.
Right. Well, yeah. Man,
right. And so you only demoed one of the tunes. So all the rest of these guys, you worked out with the band. Like, hey, guys, here's the riffs, here's the chords, here's the words.
Yeah, well, so, so the drummer and I, Matt and I, we worked out probably half of the record, maybe somewhere around there. Four or five songs. And then Palmer Cloud, who's our bass player, and Palmer's a guy I grew up with in Idaho. He heard the start of the demos, and he's like, I want in on it. And he had stepped away for a minute during, you know, the pandemic and when nobody could hang out with each other. But he's like, yeah, I want in on it. And then when he stepped in, we started reworking those scores, but also four songs we had demoed, but also writing songs together. In fact, the song Soldiers, he wrote the main riff for that. He just showed it to me. He's just a great guitar player. And I just, like, wow, that's I really liked it. So I just built the rest of it around it. And then
we're
connected. Yeah.
It is kind of different from the other tunes.
Yes.
I would say that. Okay, Kill Your Memory. Let's play it.
you're going to say. Drip the world through the filtered light. If you want us to change our point of view, lying down with your hands on the ground. If you could change, would you change the tide? You know your memory, body's here to stay. Let you find the truth.
Thank you.
Walk for Pedro Show. Last music for this edition. Last Giant with Kill Your Memory. Whoa. A little noisy there. Owakin with Tundra. Mr. Moneypenny. Yeah, actual name. It was a character in Goldfinger. James Bond, right? Laterna with 1995. And finally, Last Giant with Broken Wires. Which, hopefully got fixed, or a little bit. Well, yeah, enough. They were like, irreparable, you thought, but the record did come out. So you get done with a record, even when you thought that never was going to come. Are you automatically thinking about starting the next one, even though all that drama and stuff behind you, and you feel relieved?
Yeah, I mean, we already got like 3 or 4 tunes ready for another one, so. You know how it goes.
Sure. And what about tour? Are you going to tour this baby?
Yeah. So we're starting shows in August, and then got some shows on the road in August, shows on the road in September, and then we do a longer couple weeks stretch to the Midwest in October, and then we'll be heading south in December, January, and then just do as much as we can. So.
Yeah. And if people want to find out more about you on the internet, where can they go?
I would recommend lastgiants.bandcamp.com.
Okay. And all your tour gigs or places to get to where you can find out about that is there too, right?
Correct. Because
I want people, if you're in a, you know, travelable location, like, Watt does too. Watt wants to see Last Giant live. So you got a plan for like getting down the I-5?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yep, we got a plan. That's our December plan. So
okay.
Yep, heading your way.
Yeah, because you know you asked me off air about me touring, and for the first time I'm going to do a U.S. tour in two legs instead of one big fucking loop. I think I'm going to do an I-5 loop, half the gigs up. Half the gigs back. And then 3 days later, start another loop of the rest. Because that Rocky Mountain Plains thing, you know, I'm going to be 66 in December. So if I piece it out, I wonder what it's like. So that's what we'll try.
I don't know, for me, because we used back in the, I mean, nothing like you were on the road for years and years. We used to do like 2-month loops where you just loop the country twice and then come back when I was in my 20s. And that worked then, but now, oh man. So
yeah.
Have you done I'm sure you've done the fly. You've done the fly out thing where you fly out and do like maybe 5 to 7 days. You ever done that?
Yeah, but I wouldn't call that a tour. In a way, it's a jaunt. Yeah.
Yeah,
jaunt. You gotta use other people's stuff and things like that. You know, and of course. Most of the Stooges stuff, I helped them 125 months, and that was all mostly overseas, so I was using Ren. In fact, I never heard what the shit sounded like till the first note of the gig.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, those things didn't have sounds. They just get two SVTs and strap them together so they could hump them in the second song, turn it up all the way, and I just come. Sometimes it'd be left on standby. Whoops. Yeah, you would have no. So I've done different ways of touring, but the way we know about getting in the boat, yeah, and returning.
Yeah.
If you call more than a month or more a tour, I've done 67 of those, so 67 more.
Oh, my goodness.
But I can't wait. What do you think is going to come next? First, next. A Last Giant album or Utility album?
You know, I don't know. Hopefully a Utility album. I hope for a Utility album.
Well, can I put the invite out for either one? When it comes out, will you come back on the show? We can play it and talk about it?
I would love that. I would love that, Watt. Thank you so much for having me, man. I appreciate you so much. Thank you.
We got to keep on keeping on, right?
That's it.
John Fogerty wrote that on a napkin to me. But not me. I wasn't there. Some kid was helping him with the Old Man Down the Road video. And he came to my gig and handed me that. And I put it on a label of the second Fire Hose album. Because I just thought it was like a song up around the bend. You don't know what's there, but you want to You want to be with him.
That's what.
You want to do it.
Let's see what's next.
That's right, right. I think he used 4-syllable word in that song. Perpetual. Perpetual. Yeah, whoa. And Gene Simmons said, never use a song more than 2 syllables. Right, Christine, 16. But John Fogerty proved him wrong. Well, he was first anyway. Look, it's beautiful
right
having you
time.
On. Yeah. Okay, beautiful having you on. Can't wait to have you back. Please. Stay safe. Safe seas for you. Keep on keeping on. People, it's been July 8th, 2023 edition WAP Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.